I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's time for the morning mailbag. Hit us with your questions on the socials at 929 Morning Shift. I'm Mike. That's Allie. He's Squid. And Dylon he delivered. I'm going to give him credit, man. He delivered. He actually delivered a good top five list, top five cereals, man.
Told you this was definitely going to be one of my best. I felt good about it all the way through.
The internet still has issues.
Yeah, of course.
They always will.
Well, yes, Dylan's right. They always will. But also, I think this is such a better quality than your other list. Your other list just didn't make any sense. You were very obtuse with your other list. This one, I feel like you did a better job of understanding, what top cereals were. Whether you eat cereals or not, I think you understand. You remember as your kid. Do a lot of adults eat cereal these days?
Raisin Bran.
I mean,
yeah, I was going to say.
I don't really
it's
eat.
It's a different kind.
I finish my kid's cereal.
I eat Chex every now and again.
Every once in a while, I will go on like a cereal, like probably once every 2 to 4 years, I'll get this kick and I'll go buy Cocoa Puffs for like 3 times in a row at the grocery store. And then I just won't eat cereal again for another 4 years, which is I might be on my way there now because Dylan's kind of got me wanting some, I kind of want some Cocoa Puffs.
Dylan, can you run through your list again real quick? Just the top five rapid fire?
Yes, top five. 5 Cocoa Puffs, 4 Honey Nut Cheerios, 3 Trix, 2 Reese's Puffs, and 1 Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The only one I would add to that would be, and I will die on this hill, Cocoa Pebbles is way better than Cocoa Krispies. It has a lot more chocolate. I know they're basically the same cereal.
Mm-hmm. Taste, I'm with you.
Ears.
Taste, I'm with you. It's just, when you get down to it, you got to eat them too fast when you talk about Cocoa Pebbles because they get soggy way too fast. And that's why Cocoa Puffs, I think, are superior because I feel like you still get that same quality of taste, but you don't have to eat them as fast.
The buoyancy. Yeah.
Do you leave enough milk at the end of Cocoa Puffs to drink the milk like it's chocolate milk?
Absolutely. Yeah, I have to.
I do too. So I was just curious because I like my Cocoa Puffs to be a little soggy but not too soggy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But also not too crunchy.
447-260-929. It's the morning mailbag, and you guys can hit us with your questions if you have any. If you just have comments on Dylan's list as well, we can hit that up. I'm sure that there are some on the socials, Allie, that we miss. People weighing in on what we've got out there.
We have Kirby's Mailman coming in with Cheerios over Frosted Flakes is diabolical. So Tony the Tiger, he's upset. Okay, Shelby said Oreos the cereal. You missed one.
Oh, that's cheating.
Yeah, Honeycombs? Terrence Davis is very upset about Honeycombs. I don't think I've ever tried Honeycombs.
Honeycombs is good. I mean, I'm not removing anything else from the list, but Honeycombs is fine. If you want to put it in terms of Honey Nut Cheerios, okay.
Cap'n Crunch, all berries. You know, everybody was like, oops, all berries. That came from Chance. That's a good one.
Can I give a real quick before we get to the lines? Any cereal with marshmallow in it, not that good. I really don't like it. It's just not me. It's just not my speed. I don't like the cereals with the marshmallows in it.
Yeah, I tend to agree, actually. I'm not a marshmallow guy.
I had you pinned for Lucky Charms. I'm not going to lie.
You can give me fruit but not marshmallows.
I agree.
It just doesn't.
1,000%.
This seems kind of dumb.
And the marshmallows always not like, they're like too hard to actually pass for marshmallows, and they're like way too sweet than like an actual marshmallow is. It's just, it doesn't do it for me.
Soggy, man.
I would love to just get one of those bags of all the marshmallows. To me, they're really good. I like things a little bit stale.
All right, let's go out to the phone lines. We've got full phone lines. Everybody ready to chat it up, man. If you got thoughts, you got questions, the morning mailbag. Again, 404-726-0929. If you got questions about Falcons training camp or questions about why Dylan likes Cinnamon Toast Crunch is number one, but I'm with him then. I co-sign. Let's go out to the phone lines and let's talk to our buddy Chase out in Jefferson. Chase, what's going on, man? Been a while.
Hey, how we doing, guys? Good. Amy, first time calling in since you've been on the show. Welcome, welcome. I listen every day, but travel for work. Don't get a chance to call in a lot, so happy to hear from you guys.
I appreciate it, man.
Got a lot to get through here, so let me word throw up. So I'm a rule follower. I didn't realize the mailbag thing. So my question is, fantasy football-wise, who do you think is going to be the best fantasy football rookie producer this year? So fantasy football draft, who's the number one rookie offensive player you're drafting? Basically, who's going to be this year's Ladd McConkey?
All right. All right.
Comments on the cereal. Oh my gosh, man, I feel like a kid again. I mean, the lips. I mean, Bo, let me finish. That's because it's fun. This is just pure personal preference. I just don't like. So Cocoa Puffs would get out of my five, and then I would put Apple Jacks at five. But that is a me thing. I realize that I'm weird. I don't like chocolate. But, man, Honeycombs was fire. Captain Crunch, Peanut Butter Crunch. Man, you better ask somebody. If I had that in my house, it was like my birthday or something. But Bo, you asked if adults still eat cereal. Unfortunately for me, I don't. Like, man, me and my wife, we're on our grind. We got our kids. We're trying to lead by example. Yep. I want to. I wish I did. But you know what? There's only so many empty calories in mine coming 16-ounce white cans. So always good talk, guys, man. Go Dogs, and let's get ready for football.
Well, I'm with you on that. I also love Apple Jacks, so I don't hate that at all. It was like I didn't get it a lot as a kid, Apple Jacks, but I loved it. Tyler Warren. Tight end. That's who I think might be your fantasy outlier.
Wow.
And I know
we got some drafting to do. We got the rookie draft coming up.
I know. And I know, well, and he's a guy we need to probably invest in for the future. Because I know right now that it looks bleak there because of who's playing quarterback for Indy, because you don't know if it's gonna be Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. But I just think that dude is going to do so much more than catch passes. He can do everything. And I'm a big fan.
We do have to get back to the phone. We got full phone lines, so we got to get back to it. I will say, just to answer his question, Chase, Amarion Hampton, running back for the Chargers, I think that he's going to have a good rookie year. I think that he's one of those guys, just as a rookie, that I feel like is in a position to really excel out there, given that offense and everything else around him. Hey, Dylan, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's welcome in Tracy from Roswell. Tracy, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey, yeah, I got the comments on the cereal. Yeah, I love the show. I love Amy. Love you guys. But listen every morning. The cereal thing, I still eat cereal, but I did switch over to some healthy cereal. I have total cereal, but I add fruit to it. But the comments on Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I have to have Cinnamon Toast Crunch in my house. It is always in the cupboard. It is always there. If I have a strong day, a workout, I'm tired, or something's going on, I've got to. It's like crack. The last comment is this. I was down at Orange Beach, and I went to this little dessert place, and I ordered this dessert. Okay, this is what it was. It was a donut. They opened it up. They put ice cream in it, and they put it in a panini press. And then they cover it with Cinnamon Toast Crunch with chocolate drizzle. I was in heaven. It was the best dessert I had ever had.
Oh,
Cinnamon
man.
Toast Crunch is like crack cocaine in my house. It's really, really good. I got to give you that number one on the list. Yeah, made the whole list work.
I appreciate the phone call, man. Appreciate the phone call. Amy, you got any thoughts on that?
I think the confusion is Bo's wife's name. It's Amy.
Maybe that. We also used to have Amy Lawrence in the morning. That's all right. We appreciate the phone calls either way.
You know, it starts with an A. And the rest of it
Whatever. As long as you're listening, that's all I care about.
The morning mailbag will roll on with Amy in attendance either way. Appreciate you guys so much for calling in. Hey, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's try to get a couple more callers in. Let's talk to Henry up in Buford. Henry, what's going on? Good morning.
Hey guys, good morning. I love the show. I agree with the list so far. The only thing I would do is move Cocoa Puffs up.
Okay.
the only my reason is because when you have two elements, right, that come together and then create a new element towards the end, meaning the chocolate milk, which you didn't have to begin with, I think that adds a little bit more bonus points.
And I like the way this guy thinks. No, I like the way he thinks.
I appreciate the phone call, Henry.
Taking it to a deeper level.
Yeah,
you need
say,
one element.
Two elements.
That was a scientific thought process right there. But he was good. That was a good point.
It sounded like a wedding ceremony. When you have two elements that come together and make one element in the end, you know what I mean? Things hit the next level.
It is the only cereal that transforms itself as it's doing. I mean, you know, you get a treat out of the cereal once you're done with it. You just put milk and Cocoa Puffs in a bowl.
Listen to him, I got a flashback to Bill Nye the Science Guy.
And with their forces combined, Dylan, in about 5 to 7 minutes of eating, you'll have chocolate milk.
That guy could have been Amy and Grant's officiant at their wedding. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Wayne out in Decatur. Wayne, what's going on? You're on the morning show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
Great show.
Thank you.
Great show. This is what I like, though. I'm kind of an old school guy, so there's no list of any cereal that excludes Captain Crunch in any flavor.
Wow.
Captain Crunch in any flavor.
Wow.
It stays crunchy, and then the milk is good at the end. But now, in my neighborhood, there's one cereal that we didn't even know the proper name, and it's Frosted Flakes. But in my neighborhood, if you tell a child I got some Tony the Tiger on this table, they would freak out.
He said, they're great.
No, there is no list complete without Tony the Tiger. Put it that way. You guys have a great day.
Wayne. Appreciate you, man.
You,
hey, you know what? He messed up.
Wayne Indicator's been doing it for a long time, man.
Wayne messed up, though. He had a T in his cap. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
there's no
you can't
tea
do that.
In Captain Crunch, son. You got to hold the tea out of there.
You know, did you ever buy a cereal because of the commercial?
Like, so that's the thing. I was going to say is like Cap'n Crunch had great marketing, but I don't think it had like a great product in my opinion.
Tricks was all marketing.
It was all
Tricks
marketing.
Tricks was all marketing.
Well, I think they all were.
Tricks just because of the marketing.
Tony the
and
Tiger.
And Lucky Charms too.
I mean, Frosted Flakes is just an average cereal, but Tony the Tiger is elite.
Yeah. It's
an elite.
It's like an insurance
mascot.
It's like insurance ads. Like they're all usually kind of the same product, but the ad will deliver you home.
Honestly, that should have been your list. Top cereal mascot.
Yeah. That's a very good list actually to put together. I want to say real quick before we get to the last one. I was really upset when I was looking for Reese's Puffs. I was really looking for the Reese's Puffs commercial that went, Reese's Puffs, peanut butter chocolate flavor. But I couldn't find it, so I had to settle for the one
that's
I played.
That's right. We settled for your voice saying it anyways. Let's go back and let's get one more caller. And get the horn ready, Dylan, because our buddy Will is on the phone line, the leader of Mike's Mafia. What's going on, Will?
What's up, guys? How we doing?
Living the dream.
Yeah, that makes two of us. So, Dylan, solid list. Yeah. I appreciate it. I'm a weird one. I would take Cocoa Puffs off. I like Cocoa Pebbles. And then I mix my Cocoa Pebbles with my Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
That might be a mic
drop. I'm weird.
Yeah, man. That's a phenomenal point. Phenomenal point.
Wait, really? I feel like that feels illegal.
No.
Yeah,
well, I mean, look, I'm not saying it's got to be on the list. I think he's just giving everybody a tip.
I don't know what kind of voodoo he's working with, but I'm not here for it.
I will say, shameless plug, I know we got to go to break. Will is entering his first year as a teacher, and he dropped me his list of like things he needs for his classroom. I just tweeted him out. If you guys want to go check those out, you can find them on my Twitter feed, at MPJohnson79. I'm all about good teachers, man. And my mom was a teacher. I was a teacher for a while. Go hook this man up with his classroom list. He's got, like, desk dividers and Crayolas and, like, all kinds of – I'm like, yeah, baby, go teach these people, Will. Teach these kids.
Do you know what grade he's stepping into?
He told me I have to go look. It was in one of our messages. And he called in one time and talked about it. They're younger kids, I believe.
It is incredible how much comes out of pocket for teachers. So
it's insane.
I'll retweet it from the @929 Morning Shift account if you want to help our buddy Will out. Coming up. Mike and Bo have been talking about the top five battles to watch at Falcons training camp. They are uniquely qualified to do so. So we will continue that conversation next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack, A-L-I Mack. Just making sure to put it out there. Maybe I say it too fast. Got Mike Johnson here as well.
Maybe
Bo
it's
Morgan.
Just merging of the first and last name. It's like a maybe people think I your see. Name is Amy Lack.
Amy Lack.
Amy Lack. Yeah.
The Glass just gave us his top five cereals for Top 5 Tuesday. Feel free to weigh in on that on Twitter or X at 929 Morning Shift. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today. And start packing. Before we get back into the Falcons training camp conversation, can I tell you guys about a purchase I made yesterday?
Oh, gosh. Careful here.
Super 2000s purchase I made yesterday. And I feel like you're either going to roll your eyes or be super jealous.
Okay. All right.
So this weekend I'm going to Vegas.
Four. Breaking news.
Yeah, I'm going to Vegas this weekend for the Backstreet Boys. That's why my nails are white.
Oh,
because you're
wow.
supposed to wear white. However, you know, the show ends at a decent hour, 11 yeah. or so, so we want to go to an after party.
Wow.
So yesterday, whoa. I purchased tickets to go see the one and only Pauly D.
No kidding.
Yes.
Yeah, I would so do that.
I'm so yes. excited.
Yeah. What's he doing there?
He's oh, DJ. DJ Pauly D.
Gab's a hip.
Gab's yeah. a hip.
Oh, dude. I used to have.
You did not sound Guido. He's. Yeah. He's I don't know what you sounded like.
Gab's a hip.
Gab's a hip.
No, you sound more
so
Australian
cool.
than you do.
Yeah.
Cronky,
keep
mate.
Keep an eye on the ball here. That is great news.
I'm so excited. So there's six girls going.
I don't know which one.
Kangaroos are here.
Why does Dylan's Guido accent sound Australian?
There you go.
It's a nice jelly.
Anything else? So, I swear Bo is a professional topic changer. Like, that is like the fifth time today we've been on topic and he's like Googled something else. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
I didn't Google it. I just listened to Dylan's bad impression.
It is a bad impression.
I'm the king of bad impressions, but that might
I know. I just stopped doing them.
That might be anything I've ever done.
Gab's a hip.
That doesn't. I'm sorry. Pauly D, though.
No. Yeah.
No. Can't recapture the form.
It's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see him. I also know that Vinny is going to be playing. He's doing comedy here in Atlanta.
No.
Soon.
Vinny's a comedian?
Vinny's a comedian. So
I don't think I'd laugh at Vinny.
He's going to be at Helium Comedy Club. And I'm kind of curious, but I don't know if I want to see it.
When?
Yeah, it might ruin
it. I'm not sure. Exactly.
He's solemn personality of the Jersey Shore. You wouldn't think of him as a comedian.
Right. His mom makes all the food, their Sunday suppers and all that stuff. So
yeah, man.
I'd like to go to that, honestly. I just want to see what it's like.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm curious about it. But
I don't do in-person comedy. I don't. We've talked about this before on the show. I cannot do in-person comedy.
Why?
I am way too, looking around the room, seeing what other people are doing. You know, I'm just too much of a space cadet. And, I like watching it on TV.
Yeah.
Love watching stand-up on TV. Nate Bargatze's coming in a couple of months, and, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
And I'm terrified to actually go to the event.
I've always liked Bill Burr's comedy. He hit or miss sometimes. But I think Shane Gillis now might be the guy. Like, if I went and saw a comedian, I think it might be. If it wasn't Chappelle, it'd probably be Shane Gillis right now. Because Shane Gillis's comedy is funny.
I'm gonna rip the band-aid off here a little bit. I loved Shane Gillis before his Saban interaction. And ever since then, I haven't been able to really vibe with it. And it's just a personal thing. It's not like I don't blame him. I don't think he was wrong for what he said or anything. But
he hurt your hero.
It's like if I'm trying to think what it was like. I actually was talking to my wife about this. It's like if you took your dad to a bar and somebody else was like, "All right, man, cool hat."
Yeah.
You know, and you'd be like,
"That's
my dad." You know, what are you talking about?
I get that.
And, I don't know. I haven't found him funny since.
Oh, he's influential in your life.
It's a tough thing because I love Shane Gillis, but ever since the whole Nick Saban interaction, and Nick obviously didn't find it funny, so I didn't find it funny. I was like, dude, it's like you're poking at my grandfather. You know what I mean? Like, don't do that.
If Nick had laughed.
Oh, I think it's funny. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
And that's probably a flawed perspective. It's just how I feel.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I can't. It is, but hold on. Don't
it might
hold
be a
on.
It is.
Hold on. I'm not saying that it's that I don't that I wouldn't have the same feeling or
so it's not flawed.
No, it's still flawed. Look, I can tell you that I have flaws. I mean, I've never stood here and said I'm perfect and that everything I think is right. Although most things
you
I
have
say
said
is
that
right.
Multiple times. Although it was you were trying to be funny. I was going to say let's not act like you don't say that all.
No,
the time.
No, I never said that. But that's flawed because you got to remember that, at that moment in time, Shane Gillis was just doing what he does, which is always kind of the comedy part. I mean, I think you never really, I've never seen him necessarily just be completely not that guy, that character. Every comedian plays this certain character.
Yeah.
I feel like, and it's always that guy.
Yeah.
I can understand, though, why he do it because it just, It felt awkward.
I don't, I've never been I hate that guy or, whatever. I just don't feel the same way about his comedy anymore. It just doesn't land with me the same way as it did before that. I mean, it's like how many people woke up this morning that were at the Braves game last night and don't like the lookalike cam anymore?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Seriously,
how many people
are
you know what, man? I can do without the lookalike cam.
You know,
I can move on from that.
Well, just one guy for sure.
There's definitely a lot of people in the crowd. They're like, all right, I'm good.
You know what?
Yeah.
I feel so. And if you don't know what you're talking about, go to Grant McCauley's Twitter because the lookalike cam. They had a poor human being. Poor guy who they picked out who maybe was having a bad day, and they said he looked like Gollum. And
it did him dirty.
It's kind of spot on.
I'm just waiting on the statement to be put out from the Braves.
Seriously,
I feel so bad for that dude. I really do. Legitimately saw that, and I was just like, my heart hurts for you. I really feel bad for
that guy.
It's
kind of my point, though. It's funny till it's not, and then it doesn't land the same. You're all right, man. But Nate Bargatze, to your point, Nate Bargatze is my favorite right now, and he plays the role of things that I can vibe with. Everything he says, I'm like, dude, he's so spot on.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying the couple at Coldplay are probably not a fan of that camera, that little look away where let's meet who are you not know the Coldplay thing?
No, I know all about it. I just don't know why I'd be a fan of that.
No, I'm saying they're probably not a fan of the cutaway camera to couples anymore.
No, no, they're not.
It was weird because, you know, when I was on vacation last week, and we've got to get to the Falcon stuff. Maybe we just push it.
Yeah, we might have to push it.
We might have to push it. Well, I was on vacation last week, and I do, you know, I rarely, for maybe like 20 minutes a day, I'll pick up my phone while I'm on vacation. It's all about the kids and getting in the pool and being on the beach, like leave the phone in the room, whatever, on the charger. I don't even mess with it. And somebody like 3 days into this is like, man, they just need to leave this guy alone. Like, man, this has gotten out of hand. Like, everybody in the world's talking about this guy cheating. I'm like, what happened? And it's like, oh, yeah, this guy is, you know, up in the suite up there, got caught. And I was like, dude, I had no idea any of this was going on. That was like a welcome back to reality moment for me. I was like, what is happening? Everybody in the world was talking about this guy.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Well, we even talked.
I don't feel sorry for him, but I was like, man, it's like one of those things that just goes viral and goes probably beyond what it should have.
Yeah.
And it just gets out of hand.
Everybody had their own take on it, too. Like, my wife and I, who I won't mention her name because apparently it's confusing. we talked about it, and all my wife said was, I was like, hey, man, but, like, he's not getting credit for not being a normal CEO and going with, like the Bill Belichick style. And Amy, she goes, well, that's sad, but that lady could at least done her roots.
That's.
And I was like, damn, like, really?
Wow.
Like,
Amy even came off the top rope.
Yeah,
like that?
I was like, et tu? Like, wow. I mean, seriously? And that one took me because normally she's the nice one, and she took the shot. And I was like trying to be like, hey, look at this guy.
That woman had no idea her life was about to change. Maybe she had a hair appointment the next day.
They could not have reacted worse to that.
No.
They could not possibly have had a worse reaction. If they'd have just smiled and waved, nobody would have ever seen the video.
Or if they just immediately like would have started making out, people would have been like, forgot what their faces looked like.
He could have turned in front of her and got the back of his head and just started kissing her. Like, that would have been like, you know what I mean? Like, nobody would have ever seen their faces hardly.
You heard the person that, or I don't know if it's, again, with these things, this thing is going so viral, Allie, that you don't realize like who's what, what's real and what's not. But I heard someone, I saw a quote that the person that was filming it was like, yeah, you know, you're just filming it. And then I thought their reaction was so outlandish and off the wall that I posted it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, so that person is literally probably videoing this to see if they are up there.
That's
so
what
they
she
capture
said.
That moment. And nope, you capture something else.
They could not possibly have reacted worse.
You think she could be sued?
I don't know. No, because there's all these disclaimers when you go into shows. Like, we have a disclaimer on the door when we walk in saying you could be on camera.
I know, but we just sue everybody for everything. So I didn't know if they could, you know.
They won't get anything because that girl has said, for all the millions of people that watch that video, she's made not a penny off of any stream, you know, for all the streams on social media.
Did you see the new CEO of that company? He's like, you know what? There is a bright side. More people know about our company today than they've ever known about it before. It's like, good for
and
you,
and he
man.
Knows what he can't do.
He's like, I'm in charge of a company that's gone viral. Let's go.
But he's going to have a new HR woman, probably.
Got to. Well, it's definitely been a bad week or so for fan cams. We'll see what the future of those are, because I'm wondering if that'll change down the line. But we do have to get to that Falcons conversation. We'll do that on the other side. We've also got a Life of Squid on the way.
Will the Big Ten respond to Greg Sankey's little, you know, shots that he took at SEC Media Days? We'll find out next morning's show. Sports Show 99 The Game and
The Odyssey.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
App is 8:40 with the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. Mike's here. Bo's here. Dylan is here as well. And this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Definitely derailed the last little bit of the show. We're talking about Paulie D, so we got to talk about Falcons now. I cannot wait for that after party.
It's going to be so
sick. Insane. Also, yeah. My sister's going with me, and she has four children and has not had a vacation from them in a long time. So, like, this is about to be the Mac sister's turning
just
up.
Tell her to pace herself. You know what I mean? Don't just jump in with both feet. Just pace yourself.
It's going to be incredible. Let's get back to this Falcons conversation about the top five battles that we are looking forward to seeing out at Falcons training camp.
Yeah, I think we left off talking about the interior defensive line. One of the other ones that we had on the list was nickel, the nickel spot. And look, we talked about Billy Bowman as a possible returner earlier. It's a lot of these same kind of names that come up in this conversation about, is it Clark Phillips? Does Mike Hughes slot in? Is it a D. Alford situation? Or is it just straight up like Billy Bowman's going to run with? I have always been, and I think Bo and I go back and forth about this sometimes, I think that a lot of times fans start to have shiny object syndrome when it comes to some of these players, and you forget that, like, the other players that have been in the system and that have continued to develop and that understand what Raheem Morris wants in a secondary or in a DB are probably going to have a leg up. Even though that, you know, a guy like Billy Bowman can come in and make an impact, there are still other players that are also draft picks that are, you know, a part of this conversation that are going to have a say in this as well. So I truly, when it comes to nickel, and maybe you're more plugged than me, I have no clue. Like, I have no clue what you're going to look at that third cornerback spot outside of, obviously A.J. Terrell and Mike Hughes.
Yeah. I've always been curious why Clark Phillips hasn't taken that or even been kind of projected there or pushed there, because I feel like physically you look at just his size.
Yeah.
That's not a place that he could excel at. I do get excited. Like, I guess I'm one of those fans with the shiny toy object thing that you're talking about, where I do get excited about Billy Bowman and what he could be in that role, because I think it's just based on what he did in college, he just sounds perfect. But yeah, there's no doubt that knowing the assignments, knowing what to do, kind of knowing those things. But you got to remember as well, it's a little bit different defense than it's been. I know that it's very similar, but it's not the same. And what Ulbrich wants, is Ulbrich going to want more, a little bit more like when Dan Quinn was here out of that nickel, where he won't remember back in the day, he would send that nickel blitz all the time. Because my guy from Florida did it, and his name like slips me right now, but he was notorious for it. Maybe there's
that guy's name, Poole.
Yeah, Brian Poole. That's a good call. Yep. He was an undrafted rookie free agent that year. So, yep. And he came on late in the season, and so you just kind of never really know what they want and what's changed. But I think it's a solid point, especially at a position like that, because the nickel. You know, it's no longer two starting cornerbacks anymore. It's three in the NFL. And the nickel is just as important because of how dangerous some of these offenses are.
One of the names we have not brought up in any of these conversations, we probably should, is Mike Ford, who they brought back, if you remember, two-year, I think, $4 million contract. That happened back in March. He's a known special teamer. I don't know much about his ability to play corner, and that's probably something we'll be talking about here in the coming days and weeks. As training camp does kick off Thursday, and we get a chance to lay eyes on all these guys, but maybe he's a guy that factors into that decision as well. And I know we have to move on. I think the top three, as far as this top five goes, are kind of easy. Like, we're going to talk about safety. I think that you can break down that conversation frontwards, backwards, sideways, however you want to, about the safety position. There's three names that are going to pop up there, and they're going to continue to be talked about, and that's Fuller, that's Xavier Watts, and that's DeMarco Helms. And I'd be lying to you if I told you had a leg up. And it's like I said, we get shiny object syndrome, and you get a rookie in there that's a, third-round draft pick, and you're like, oh, hey, this guy can take it. This guy can be that next guy. And then you forget that there was a lot of upside to DeMarco Helms. He's a guy who was a late-round draft pick that made his imprint known in his rookie year as well, that's working his way back from an injury. And Jordan Fuller, who had his ups and downs in Carolina but had some success in previous stops under Raheem Morris.
Yeah, I don't see Jordan Fuller as a starter. I do think he has I say that, and I'm going to literally immediately say, but I could 100% see and kind of expect him to be the starter at least there early in camp and maybe the start of the season. But I don't think that the best-case scenario is maybe him starting all year. Maybe I'm wrong on that. I would love to see DeMarco Helms or Xavier Watts take that role over, especially with the upside that both those guys have. And if that happens, what's DeMarco Helms' future on this team? Because to me, he's a guy that, if he's healthy, I think he's smart enough, I think he's got the right instincts that can be that you want on the field. So is there another role that maybe fits him? I don't know.
Yeah.
But it does feel like you have more. Going into the season last year, you had Helms, and then he gets hurt, and then you had nothing, and then they signed Justin Simmons. It feels like to start camp, there's more upside as far as a battle goes there. Because last year, I feel like DeMarco Helms would slot in, and then, you know, Justin Simmons is signed, and we were kind of, at the end of the year, we kind of didn't feel great about it.
Richie was part of that conversation.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I guess, but I
never. Kind of saw the writing on the wall for Richie, though. Yeah. It was just one of those things where you knew that somebody was probably going to replace him eventually, and he had struggled so many times in coverage. And I think is he also with San Francisco? I believe that's where he landed.
I believe so, yeah. I mean, again, not surprising.
Yeah, not surprising, given that situation. And then you get to the top two, and guys, I don't think there's any doubt about it that Younghoe Koo is in a battle for his future with the Atlanta Falcons as well. We've talked about it before, and I think everybody kind of looks at Lenny Craig and is like, ah. But I mean, most kicker battles happen this way. You know, I every year there would be somebody brought into training camp to challenge Matt Bryant. Every year I was there. And was it Steve Hauschka, who ended up being with the Bills for a long time, was brought into camp, and he was cut, and he was let go, and everybody's like, oh, that was a cool camp battle.
You know,
it is what it is.
The thing about kickers is you don't ever know. They're always an unknown name unless you watch them play college football. And right. Usually for your team.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why Rodrigo Blankenship's name gets brought up every time Younghoe Koo misses a kick, you're like, oh, bring in goggles.
I can genuinely say that Bama fans have never had that problem.
No, you guys haven't. You've had some. Well, you know what's funny?
That's not good.
I'm listening to Dukes and Bell on Friday, and Bryant McFadden was on, and he was talking about why the Steelers are in a better place than the Bengals. And he's, like, going through, like, each, like part, you know, defense. And he goes, special teams. He's like Chris Bodwell versus, I don't even know who the Bengals kicker. I was like, it's Evan McPherson. Because Evan McPherson kicked
and he's
Florida.
A beast.
Yeah. And
he's
I'm
on
like,
our fantasy team.
I text Carl's like, tell his ass that Evan McPherson is better than Boswell because he kicked it for it and he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Guy can boot it. So it's funny, Mike, how that works out. And that's why nobody's, you know, I think people want it to happen because they don't believe in Koo the way they once did, even though he kicked injured last year. But I don't think they think about that at the battle because they're not household names.
Well, and I've heard numerous times, and we'll get to the number one. Obviously, everybody knows it's linebacker right now. But to finish up the kicking thing with Younghoe Koo. Yeah. To finish up the kicking thing with Younghoe Koo, I think that his the way he has kicked his entire career, and I saw him when he was playing for the Atlanta Legends, the way he has kicked is so unique that it seems like once he got away from the ability to just drain every kick, it was like, okay, he's going to have a really hard time getting back to that. It's almost like a batter in major leagues that just all of a sudden kind of hits it for 3 years, and then all of a sudden they're like, wait, how was I doing that?
Yeah.
I can't remember how I was doing that because it was so unique.
Because his setup, too. Yeah. Like, and that's where you're –
open hips.
That's what you're talking about. But he also, like, he does this little, like – he'll line up and then he'll kind of like do this little twitch thing like that. And like, you're just like, what is he doing?
Visual pause.
And so but the funny thing is when he does it, if he doesn't get his hips back aligned, and when he was missing kicks in the preseason, he was missing them the way he done to thrust his hips.
I'm having a hard time looking at Bo right now. I'm having to like look funny. out the other window.
Gave us a very visual example.
I'm just trying to show you how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I go ahead and
Bo's actually pretty qualified a little bit to talk about kicking. He did play soccer in high school, so he
2 years, man.
He knows a little bit about the mechanics of everything.
Yeah. 2 years, he even played indoor.
Well, and let's cap this thing off by talking about the linebacker spot. I know we got to get to Life Squid, but Divine Diablo and Troy Anderson kind of matching up, and it could be. Look, you could easily put Jalen Walker in that conversation as well, and they have some options. JD Bertrand will be in the back end of that conversation. I don't know those two guys though that. You know, Troy Anderson, if he can stay healthy, and Divine Diablo, who has a lot of upside, I don't know. Like, my thought process is that they're going to find a way to utilize both of these guys at the same time. But that doesn't mean that that's going to happen. I would think that you can put a package in where Caden Ellis is more of a blitzer, and those two guys can both be off-the-ball linebackers. So maybe it's not a position battle, but it just seems like they're going to be occupying a lot of the same space this year.
I think you have moments where you can have Walker, Caden, and some combination of Troy Anderson, Divine Diablo, whichever one wins that, and then Leonard Floyd or James Pierce or AAK, whoever, I don't care. But where you can drop Jalen and send Caden, right? And then vice versa, or like, you know, if Troy Anderson's in there, or Divine Diablo, I think more and more Troy, though, you could send as a blitzer and drop Caden and Jalen. Like, it's just so... Like, and Jalen might just go every time. Like, I don't know how, like, there's so much that there's, you just have so many different ways you can use almost all of these guys.
Yeah, there's a couple of, you know, Swiss Army knives back there.
Who do you want to see win the job on that other inside? I don't want to talk about anything else, but the Divine Diablo, Troy Anderson thing. Who is your favorite going into camp?
I think that Troy Anderson, when healthy, has more upside than Divine Diablo based on the tape I've seen. Divine Diablo, you know, you were just talking about the possibility that he could blitz. I was not impressed with his blitz film. Like, watching him blitz, when we first signed him, I was like, okay, let's go see. He's great, rangy, fast, physical, can make plays in the flat. I loved his ability to fly around. But when he was blitzing, it was like he had a hard time putting on the brakes and kind of making moves in the backfield. So I was not terribly impressed. Not that I've been overly impressed with Troy Anderson in that role, but I think there's more upside there. And we've seen what Troy Anderson can do when he is healthy.
Yeah, I just think Troy Anderson is better when he's on the field. And I mean than Diablo. And we saw the peak Troy Anderson as we did in that Saints game early in the year. Defensive player of the week. Problem is, we didn't see him again after that, but maybe like just half a game. Allie, where did you say the Backstreet Boys are playing? The Sphere?
Sphere.
Well.
Did you say Spear?
I swear he was. Yeah, he said
he definitely Spear. Said Spear. Sphere. Or how do you say it? Sphere?
Why don't you just go do a bad impression? Where is Pauly D at? It's not Mandalay Bay, right?
I don't believe so.
Well,
is I'll it check
Hakkasan
my tickets.
Or,
let me check my tickets.
You want to know who is at Mandalay Bay?
Who that?
Big Ten. Yeah, that's right. They did their media days in Vegas, oddly. I'm not really sure why. I guess so they can try to be in the middle of all of their West Coast schools now, which is still weird to think.
So strange.
But Big Ten media days is at Mandalay Bay this week, starting
today. I mean,
today.
I'd be game if SEC wanted to go to Las Vegas to be like, let's do this thing.
Well, I mean, you didn't even go to the one in Atlanta, so I seriously doubt you're going to Vegas for it. That was a shot. That was a mean shot, I think, because you took vacation. But anyways.
Making memories with his family.
Yeah, I know.
An attempt to be funny and that didn't land.
No, it was fine. You're just sensitive to it. Cause I know
everybody laughed, though. Everybody laughed.
Anyways, they start today. And they will have Tony, is it Petiti, I believe, as we have figured out how to say it. And Mike, I know you paid attention to it. You weren't there, but last week, Greg Sankey had some digs at kind of the Big Ten because they are in a battle about the 9-game schedule and the 5-11 format. Because that's what the SEC wants to go to is 5-11. The Big Ten has dug in and says, we're not going to that until you go to 9 games. So we will get his response at 11 a.m. Pacific time. So 2 o'clock this afternoon, we'll finally figure out what Tony Petiti has to say back about Greg Sankey's comments.
I can tell you exactly what his comments are going to be. He's going to be like, our model works, and we've won the last 2 national titles, and I don't think we have to prove ourselves to anybody because we've been doing it on the field for the last 2 years.
What model are you speaking of, though? The 4-4-1-1-3-6-9?
The 8-game schedule versus the 9-game schedule. And, you know, Greg Sankey's comments that nobody would want to play an SEC schedule and – the Big Ten basically saying, well, we're not going to do this crossover thing until y'all, you know, want to play the 9-game schedule. We're not going to do this certain playoff format, whatever it may be. Petiti's going to be like, dude, you know what? I don't care about ours. It seems like when we're matching up on the field that we've held our own the last couple of years.
Yeah, the last couple of years. But I think, you know, if we look at the existence of the playoff, there's been more SEC champions. I think there's been 3 Big Ten champions, 2 were Ohio State, 1 Michigan. That's all I have.
I think that he is battling from the high ground right now. That's all I'm saying.
Who, Petiti?
Yep.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I think he is.
No, no. I completely disagree because the SEC wants the 5-11. And basically, Petiti said the only way we'll agree to the 5-11 is by a 9th-game schedule. And I think the SEC is more open to going to a 9-game schedule as long as they get the playoff format that they want. And I actually think Greg Sankey's got the upper hand in this.
I'm just telling you, if it's a battle of how people are looking at it, he's won the last 2 national titles, and I guarantee you he thinks what he's doing is working.
I think they both think what they're doing is working.
By the way,
ding,
Pauly D is at Caesars, in case anyone wants to go out there and hang out. Well, we are clocking out for the day. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thank you for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next with Sandra, and Abe is filling in for Steak on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.